As you know, polio is a high infectious disease caused by poliovirus, which is invade the nerve system, normally lead to the permanent paralysis. Polio can be prevented by immunization, and it's one of the few diseases can be eliminated. So the global efforts led by the WHO try to do the worldwide eradication. So China was declared by WHO in 2000 as polio-free. However, public health facing a huge challenge, particularly in Beijing. As you know, that Beijing is the capital of China, which is about like 24 million residents. So particularly for the migrants, people moving in and out, most of these AFP cases occurred for those migrants. So that's a huge change for them. Because of that, China CDC developed one of centralized integrated AFP system. Beijing CDC modified and implemented in the Beijing area. So the AFP is defined as a child less than 15 years of age showing acute or sudden onset of flaccid paralysis in one of more limbs or other suspected polio in a person of any age. And Beijing CDC developed a detailed and comprehensive AFP surveillance plan and strongly enforced. Primary goal of AFP surveillance is to detect, investigate, report, and promptly implement an emergency response. Technically, the AFP surveillance is kind of a syndromic surveillance, which including 14 syndromes. The unique of this system, including integrated all sources of information into one centralized platform that allowed for exchanging, sharing, and updating information for reporting and receiving by local CDC in addition to the national CDC. So data collection including the following components, demographic information, reporting source, clinical lab and clinical testing, vaccine information, and epidemiological. So the system consolidates data from active surveillance systems that are implemented at all hospitals in Beijing. In addition to above I mentioned clinical lab and epidemiological investigation report, and all cases has gone through the expert panel review. I believe every quarterly they review all cases to verify and determine if the AFP cases or non-AFP cases and follow up by either Beijing CDC or resident of the CDC after transfer all the information to the local CDC. The system also built interface with the National Infectious Disease Reporting System. As you know, in the world, China developed after SARS 2003, developed one single disease, infectious disease reporting system from bottom to top. So this is just a snapshot of the AFP, the reporting system, which is a web-based reporting system. It's part of China CDC National Disease Surveillance Reporting System. So this system, actually, at the beginning, the AFP cases reported through the General Infectious Disease Reporting System as clinical AFP case, including information, residency of patient, on-site date, symptoms, first visit date, current address, etc. So the number of components in this system were quite comprehensive, including individual keys and the epidemiology, exposure and travel and lab, everything in one platform. So this is just flowchart to show how the work from clinical level to the county level to regional level to state level and national level, how to go through this process, including expert panel review. Well, this is a Beijing-specific design, one of the workflow chart, how to determine the AFP cases. Well, this is 2012-2014, I have 588 cases. You see, the majority of cases is non-Beijing resident cases, because Beijing has best medical facility. All patients come all over the country come to Beijing to seek treatment. This broke out by the age, and the majority is less than 2, 3, and 6 years old, and also some are 11 to 14 years old, about 16%. Majority of ARP cases had an investigation conduct within sample collection in 24 hours of initial report, which is required by the law. All migrant cases were transferred to the corresponding local CDC for follow-up through the system in a timely fashion. No wild polio cases were identified. One case of vaccine highly variant polio and 8 of the vaccine polio virus were identified. Anyway, this system, robust system, has met the needs and requirements of public health surveillance and demonstrate improved AFP surveillance in terms of effectiveness, completeness, and timeliness. In particular, this system integrates all components in a platform for electronic data exchange, sharing, case management, follow-up, and update, and is a model for other public health surveillance systems. Thank you.